Red Deer County Council is considering boosting residential taxes by 1% in response to inflation and to blunt potential bigger increases in the future. Council debated at length whether to hold the line on residential taxes, as is the plan for non-residential taxes, or to go as high as a 2% tax rate increase. The rate for farmland taxes, which represent only 3% of county tax revenues, will go up about 10%. County number crunchers estimated a typical acreage property assessed at $587,950, up from $550,000 in 2022, could expect to see their tax bill go up by about $250 to $3,970, based on increasing property values alone and without any change in the tax rate. The residential value increase on the sample property was based on an estimated average 6.9% increase in property values, although it varies widely based on property types and locations. For instance, assessment increases are higher in the desirable developments around Glenifer Lake and Pine Lake. A 2% increase would have amounted to just under $300 more on the sample residential tax bill. A 1% increase will add $274 to the sample bill. About 60% of the tax bill is the municipal portion and the rest is largely the education requisition plus a much smaller requisition for seniors housing. Requisitions, including money collected for policing, increased 6.35%, or $1.28 million, to $21.4 million in 2024. Mayor Jim Wood said in an interview shortly after the meeting that council unanimously supported first reading of a bylaw calling for a 1% residential tax increase that no one wants to see their bills go up. But we're trying to do our best to provide the best services that we can for the dollars we have, said Wood. The county has dipped into its savings in recent years to respond to a spike in inflation and other fiscal challenges. What we were talking about today was to ensure that we replenish those savings, said Wood, adding he hoped to hear from ratepayers about what council is proposing. Lonnie Kennett said given the higher bills ratepayers are facing he could not support a 2% increase. I see it as too much, too quick, he said. Kennett proposed the residential tax increase be kept to 1%. I can accept that, especially with all of the increases we're facing. Connie Holzman said the county has already had to draw heavily on its reserves in past years and a 1% tax increase now could mean lower increases in future years. Pointing to rising provincial requisitions, she said, this isn't just Red Deer County's taxation problem, it's coming from higher up. Dana Dipholm echoed that concern. The reality is we can't control what the province requisitions. They sent us an invoice and we have to pay it. Dipholm said the county may have to tighten its belt by separating wants from needs or by postponing projects to ensure finances remain on track. Christine Moore supported the residential increase as well as the freeze on non-residential taxes. We really need to keep our competitive advantage in that area. Non-residential ratepayers deserve a break because they've had a lot of tough years. Massier said based on council's input, he would amend his motion to propose a 1% residential tax increase, which was unanimously supported by council in passing first reading of the tax bylaw. I think 1% on residential is a fair compromise, said Cown. Brent Ramsey, adding it could avoid a larger increase next year. Doing a small increase is better than hitting everyone all at once. County Corporate Services Director Dave Dittrich said given the ongoing inflationary pressure on providing services the county is pleased it could hold the line on non-residential tax rates. Growth through new construction has helped offset what would have otherwise been a need for a higher taxation rate increase. The tax bylaw will go out for public feedback before it comes back to council for second and third readings next month.